I'm Sherry. Preston, you might have had some trouble getting onto your favorite websites or apps overnight. Amazon Web Services, which hosts popular sites like Snapchat, Amazon Alexa, Roblox, and Wall Street Journal, was down. The company says they have traced the worldwide problem to a facility in Virginia. The Louvre is closed for another day following the brazen jewel heist on Sunday morning.
The suspects making off with 8 items, including sets of sapphire and emerald necklaces and earrings, 2 diadems, and elaborate diamond brooches. It all played out 9:30 Sunday morning, officials immediately shutting down the museum.
ABC's James Longman in Paris. President Trump says he will address the issue of beef prices later this week, claiming the U.S. could purchase Argentinian beef in an attempt to tame inflation. A decade after a landmark study proved feeding peanut products to young babies could prevent peanut allergies later in life, new research finds the change has made a big difference, cutting peanut allergies significantly. This is ABC News. President Trump publicly shrugging off the weekend's mass demonstrations by millions of Americans who say he is threatening democracy. Here's ABC's Wayne Cabot.
The president has choice words for the estimated 7 million people at No Kings rallies in all 50 states in Europe on Saturday.
I think it's a joke. I looked at the people. They're not representative of this country.
On ABC's This Week, House Speaker Mike Johnson defended calling the protests Hate America rallies.
They needed a stunt. They needed a show.
And he says they missed the irony.
If President Trump was a king, the government would be open right now.
Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Vice President Vance putting out an AI-generated video showing Trump being crowned king. The president also repeating his threat of invoking the Insurrection Act to ensure that the U.S. military continues its deployments across American cities. Trump says he's allowed to use it, and if he does, all of this, quote, nonsense would go away. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Both fans involved in a viral clash at American Family Field have been banned from future Brewers games. The Milwaukee attorney who threatened to call ICE on a Dodgers fan has lost her job and resigned from a volunteer position. The man who recorded it all was removed from the game for disorderly conduct and public intoxication. The Brewers say they don't tolerate offensive comments about race or national origin and want all fans to feel safe. If the rainy weather kept you from getting out to enjoy the fall colors this weekend, you still have time. Tourism officials say colors will peak this week for the Green Bay area. Many counties to our north are already at peak color, with some places in central and southern Wisconsin only 25% there yet. No matter where you go, it's just a beautiful time to live in Wisconsin. Farmers are crossing our state to raise their voices against trade barriers. The Motorcade for Trade made a stop in western Wisconsin on their 14-state tour across America's heartland. Free Trade Executive Director Brian Keel says 95% of consumers of American agricultural products do not live in the U.S. Since Wisconsin relies heavily on agricultural exports, especially for soybeans, dairy, and cranberries, tariffs intended to punish other countries are actually causing significant financial hardship for our farmers here at home. Keel says the U.S. not only needs to keep the markets we have, but also find new markets without facing trade barriers. If you hope to bag a sturgeon this winter, now's the time to get your license. Wisconsin's DNR sent out a reminder that the deadline is October 31st for all spearers who want to harvest a sturgeon from Lake Winnebago. Wisconsin's pheasant hunting season also opened over the weekend and runs through January. Bag limits are now 2 roosters a day. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day or on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
A comeback win for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers scored in the final 2 minutes to beat the Cardinals 27-23 here at State Farm Stadium. Matt LaFleur, on a critical 4th and 2, decided to let Jordan Love keep a winning drive alive with a pass to Tucker Kraft.
For Matt to decide to go for that right there in that situation, to have that confidence in the offense for us to go make a play, and then for us to go out there and do it. You know, that's one of those decisions that, you know, it's going to suck if we don't get it, but when you do, it pays off. off like that, we can go out there and get the win. And then obviously to finish it off with a touchdown was huge.
Tucker Kraft had 5 catches for 58 yards, including a touchdown play that they ran last week against the Bengals.
It's a big play within our offense. You know, we're just tallying them up at this point because we run it so often. We know that they know.
So the Packers improved to 4-1-1 and for now remain atop of their division. Tonight, it's the Lions and Buccaneers in Detroit on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and breezy today. High temperatures in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, scattered showers developing, continued breezy with lows in the mid-40s. Still some showers around on Tuesday. High temps only near 50. It's 35 at our studios.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh, please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place, and the a better place for you and me.
97.9 WGBW. Great music without any pumpkin spice.
97.9 FM. Ba-da, ba-da, da, da. Ba-da, ba-da, da, da. Ba-da, ba-da, da.
Monday, Monday. So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. What Monday, Monday, won't go away.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Monday, Monday, indeed. Lots to talk about this morning, including a couple of passes by the Earth of a couple of comets. Comets, I should say, and not comments. So we'll be getting into that a little later on. And this morning, I am offering you a chance to go to the Widener Center this Friday. This is another one of those chances. All you've got to do is be caller number 3. It's that simple, 920-588-8957. 920, then 588-8957. Caller number 3 now picks up a pair of tickets to see the Linda Ronstadt Experience Friday night at the Meyer Theater, courtesy of 97.9 WGBW.
Time out on the field. Let's bring in Gina Della from Pella. What's the winning game plan this month?
Wayne, a whole house of new windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months.
Wow, that's a drive you can sustain for years. No penalties, no extra interest.
And unlike opponents, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin actually stops the drafts.
Don't sit on the sidelines, folks. Make your move today at PellaWI.com.
Service versus Alliance, 1031-2025.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Hey kids, is your teddy bear feeling sick? Don't you worry, the hospital is almost open. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And on Friday, October 24th from 5 till 7 p.m., head to the Building for Kids in Appleton, which will transform into a teddy bear urgent care during a free night hosted by Children's Wisconsin. You can bring your teddy bear or any stuffed animal for a checkup, engage in themed activities, and enjoy a free evening of play in the museum. Head to WGBW.FM and click events to find out more.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
And congratulations to Jeff from Little Chute. Caller 3 a few minutes ago and picked up a pair of tickets to see Tristan McIntosh and the Linda Ronstadt Experience Friday. I've got more tickets coming up. Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. With the Honeycombs, Have I the Right? I've got a left, I'm not sure about the right.
Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part. Oh, have I the right to kiss you? You know I'll always miss you. I've loved you from the very start. Come right back, I just can't bear it. I've got to burn and I love to share it. Come right back, I'll show my love is strong. Oh yeah. Have I the right to touch you? If I could, you'd see how much you send those shivers running down my spine.
Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time. That's just the way we roll at 97.9 WGBW.
Where are you, little star?
Come true tonight, search for all.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Connie Feldman has the news. She is next. Stay with us.
The stars won't come out if they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy trying hard to win me.
The Affordable Care Act is under pressure.
Wait. Things are out of control here.
What's going on, Dan?
What did you do, Connie?
I pressed that pretty red button.
The one that said, don't touch this button?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, no news. That's it. You're canceled. And this is coming out of your paycheck.
Hey, I got some news for you, though.
Okay,
Dan.
Please go.
Well, the Packers came out on top in their first road win of the season against the Cardinals. Micah Parsons had a career-high 3 sacks, and the Packers' new kicker set a franchise record, nailing a 61-yard field goal after just a week on the job. The Packers beat the Cardinals with a 27-23 final score. The Packers take on the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers next Sunday in Pittsburgh. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Thanks to decades of public health announcements, most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. But up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect cancer. That means those women could get a clean bill of health when actually something is wrong. So right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the cost for extra screenings like MRIs and ultrasounds, but that means women are often paying for at least a portion out of pocket. A current bill recently passed unanimously by the Senate is named after Gail Zare, a woman in Wisconsin who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. Gail's law would require insurance companies to cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bipartisan group of women behind the bill say they are looking forward to bringing it to the Assembly floor. with news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
You missed a story.
Well, what I missed now, Dan?
You know how it rained in Arizona recently?
Yeah.
Okay. That brought out the rare desert Sonoran toad.
Oh.
Okay. People are hunting them in Arizona.
Is this a cane toad?
I don't know what that is. What's a cane toad?
I'll tell you about it.
Okay. But these desert Sonoran toads come out when it rains.
Why are people hunting them?
To lick them.
It's a cane toad. They have psychedelic effects. They have them in Australia.
They have deadly effects.
I'll tell you all about it, Dan.
Wow. So you do know about this.
I didn't miss that story.
Connie Feldman, she's on it. WGBW.
It's not just the United States that's having a hard time getting product into China. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Canadian farmers are struggling with the same issues. We'll find out what commodities being hit hard. That's next.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Rick White's the president and CEO of the Canadian Canola Growers Association. He said, like many other farmers in the United States, they're struggling to try to get their canola back into China.
What's going to be on the table is up to our elected officials. Since these tariffs have come on, no canola has been going to China, whether it's seed, oil, or meal. We know this is a political problem. It's going to take a political fix. We just want to see results and get back to free and open trade with China.
Rick White, he's president and CEO of the Canadian Canola Growers Association. Saskatchewan is Canada's largest canola growing province. They've seen their exports shrink by more than 75% in the wake of losing China as its single largest customer. Markets in overnight electronic trade as we roll into a Monday. Grain trade holding firm. Numbers are next.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers. Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese stood still at 177. 40-pound block cheese was up 0.75 cents, 177.5, while double A butter dropped 3.25 cents to finish the week at 159.5 per pound. November class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 13 cents at 16.78. December's up a nickel, 16.56. December corn's unchanged at 4.22. November soybeans up 7.5 at 10.27. July wheat up 1.5, 5.43 a bushel. Hey, we'd like you to download our brand new app. The Midwest Farm Report app gives you all the news and information you're looking for, plus additional podcasts and great ways to interact with the staff. It's available for both Android and Apple. Download it. Midwest Farm Report. I'm PM Yankee.
Green Bay weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and breezy today. High temperatures in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, scattered showers developing, continued breezy with lows in the mid-40s. Still some showers around on Tuesday, high temps only near 50. Current temperature is 33.
Yeah.
From the Civic Media Studios, downtown Green Bay, Washington Street, right across the street from Schreiber Foods, this is WGBW.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel. It's a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love, 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 save love, the love's traveling salvation show. Back up the babies and grab the old ladies, and everyone goes, 'cause everyone knows brother love's show. Bet you could hear yourself sweat. He walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow.
Starting to get up. besides little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something beautiful found in you. You lost that love feeling. Oh, that love feeling. You lost that love feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Lost that loving feeling from the movie Top Gun. You know, there are probably some youngsters who think that that's the first time that song was ever used. The song came out for the movie Top Gun. No. It's Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me. Station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Gonna be at the Meyer Theater this coming Friday. I am so looking forward to being a part of the Linda Ronstadt experience this coming Friday. Now, that being a part of it does not mean that I'm going to sing with her. No, we want the show to be successful. I would chase people away. There's a reason I play songs on the radio and don't sing them on the records. Plain and simple. I can't hold a note. I am tone deaf. Which is a bad way to be when the musical instrument you played in grade school and high school is a trombone. But I digress. Linda Ronstadt experience tickets up for grabs right here, right now. If you want to see American Idol star Tristan McIntosh, just simply be caller number 3 now at 920-588-8957. 588-8957. Caller number 3 wins the tickets. Call now. And good luck, 588-8957. You could win from WGBW.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out,
Do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
About the Lynn Ronstadt tickets?
Yes, you want to go see the Lynn Ronstadt Experience at the Meyer Theater?
Yes, please.
Well, you are caller number three. Congratulations.
Well, fantastic. Thank you very much.
Who are you?
Mike.
From where? What city are you calling from, Mike?
Green Bay. Oh, I'm in Green Bay.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll get those tickets to you in just a second. Stay on the phone, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And more tickets to go. Some could be in your hands before the week is out here. On 97.9 WGBW.
I've been cheated, been mistreated. When will I be loved? I've been pushed down, I've been pushed round. When will I be loved?
ABC News, Connie Feldman with the local news, Mike Clemens with sports, the weather, the mamas and papas, all ahead if you keep it here.
GBW, Denmark Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Some sites are back up and some users are still reporting site and app outages after Amazon Web Services crashed overnight due to a problem in a data center in Northern Virginia. They're working on it. At first, French officials said the Louvre would reopen today, but it remains closed as the investigation goes on into the brazen robbery. Several people disguised as construction workers broke into the museum Sunday, making off with centuries-old jewels.
The thieves look to have dropped a blowtorch, the power tools they used to get in, gloves. Forensics experts are going to be poring over those items to find any clues to make sure they find these items before they disappear forever.
ABC